Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I just want to provide an energetic insight into the winter solstice or the summer solstice, depending on whether you are in the southern hemisphere listening to this or whether you are in the northern hemisphere. This is a general energetic reading for those who are going to be listening to this message. So it's not a personal one, it's a collective. And it's specifically targeted to those who are going to listen to this message. So I'm going to be speaking on an energetic level about what the energies of these solstices are going to bring for the next months until we reach the next solstice. So it's really going to be general. And of course, you know, you're going to be resonating more or less depending on how close you are to embody this particular reading. So the first message is that we are going to be working, and we have already been working with this, but we're, you know, this is part of what we are going to be working in the next months, even more, even deeper. We're going to be working with the unconscious. So this means everything that we are holding in the depths of our personal unconscious and also the collective unconscious. You know that the personal consciousness is dipping into the collective unconsciousness. Within the unconscious and the collective unconscious, at least is my insight, there are false memories of a false history for humanity. And so these packets of information are a burden for the psyche of humanity. And so we are going to have to release all of that. And we are also going to have to release all the pain and the suffering that we are holding on the unconscious level. And we are going to have to open up these unconscious so that it becomes conscious, so that we are able to tap the supra consciousness, the supra mental. We can't go higher if we don't go lower in terms of consciousness. So you can't go to a higher consciousness if you are not working to clear the unconscious aspects within you that are making you react out of the wounds, out of, you know, childish behaviors, because there are aspects of your psyche that haven't been able to grow because they became encapsulated in memories and trauma that could be collective, could be educational, could be false memories, etc. So we are going to be working with the unconscious. The next message is that we need to dare. So the word daring, become daring, be daring in being who you truly are. There is no point in clearing the unconscious if you remain being the same. So you need to dare. As you uncover unconscious material, as you make conscious aspects that were in the unconscious, as you grow up from becoming aware of what is in the unconscious, as you parent yourself to become more consciously aware, you need to be more daring in embodying this new self that is emerging as a result of the work going deep in the unconscious. So daring to be who you truly are now and who you are becoming in the months ahead. Daringness is really important, because if not, you're going to stay stuck. The other message is movement. So the invitation that we are going to be invited towards is to be moving, not from the unconscious reactions that we used to have or that we used to behave upon. We need to start moving from this newly conquered self that is emerging as a result of the work that we are doing clearing the unconscious. So this movement needs to come from a place of consciousness, or even better, higher consciousness, supra consciousness. So there is an invitation for you to ask yourself, I'm moving now in my reality from a perspective of the unconscious, or am I moving, incarnating who I am authentically here and now. Because these two movements are going to take you in different directions. So remind yourself, you know, from where am I moving in my reality now? From where I am deciding something in my reality and moving towards the resolution of that decision. So keep on asking that. Keep on checking, from where are you moving? The next message is trust. You need to trust in these self that is emerging as a result of the work that you are doing with the unconscious. You need to trust your perceptions. You need to trust what your deep gut instinctive feelings. And even now, more than ever, with this global situation of the pandemic or the plandemic, whichever way you want to see it, you need to trust what you really think, what you really feel, what your inner guidance is telling you, not so much what the social media and the media, the mainstream media, is telling you. You are a free will being, but we have been tampered upon so much that we have lost this capacity to trust ourselves. And everything in this reality is built up in a way that you deny your perceptions, you deny your intuition. This is why dowsing is so important, because we start trusting more and more our gut instinctive intuition and our higher guidance. So trust yourself more, remember that, and trust your physical body and the wisdom that your body is providing you. The next message is solidarity. We need to be, how do you say this? Solidarity. We need to be compassionate and open to be helping those people who are maybe less awakened than us, maybe more trapped in their unconscious than us. So remember that during these months, we are going to be maybe seeing in the collective more acts of solidarity, more acts of unity in humanity. There's been a big split this year among those who took the vaccine, those who didn't take the vaccine, a lot of hatred and insults, at least reflected in the media, social media, about how, you know, people felt about this. But remember, we are one humanity, absolutely one humanity, currently under attack by those who do not want the greatness of this humanity to shine forth, and who have been doing everything they could to bog down humanity, to divide it and to conquer humanity. And more this information and this truth about the enslavement of humanity is going to be coming more to the forefront for us to see. So keep in mind this, you know, when there is attempts to polarize and divide you and make you hate, you know, your neighbor, or hate someone who has a different political view, someone who took the vaccine or didn't take it, and whatever. The next message is soul. We need to recover and reconnect with our souls, with the collective soul of humanity, with the soul of the earth, of Mother Earth. There is a strong impulse to reconnect, to be more aware and mindful of what the soul is and what it means to lose the soul. So, you know, contemplating about the soul is going to be very helpful for you and us, everybody, to realize the importance of the soul and how one can become, you know, deathless, a deathless corpse without a sense of direction and purpose, when we discard and dismiss the soul. And remember something very, very important. You don't need to sell your soul to the devil to lose your soul. There are many, many, many other ways and traps and personal decisions that we can make on a daily basis that are going to make us lose soul gradually, bit by bit, until suddenly, in a given moment, the soul simply disappears because we have discarded it and rejected it so much with our unconscious decisions that we could be losing the soul without having any devil coming, you know, and to try to bargain the sale of our soul. So remember that. The next message is connected with the mutation. We are in a process of mutating on a DNA, energetic, multidimensional level, from a carbon base to a more crystalline structure. And at the same time, there are forces, regressive forces of darkness, who are trying to mutate the species by means of all sorts of things, not only the vaccine, but everything else is trying to mutate us in another direction, in a more regressive direction, a direction in which we forget who we truly are. And in the history, if you believe in aliens, if you believe in the negative intervention of extraterrestrial races, this has been a pattern that has happened historically with humanity. We have been already tampered and genetically mutated towards bogging us down more and more. So now we have two movements, a very strong movement to keep on resetting us to a lower level, and a spiritual, more enlightened movement that is trying to mutate us to our next level. You can call it the new earth, you can call it the fifth dimension. I believe, you know, we're going to be moving much, much higher than a fifth dimension, but maybe a fifth dimension could be just like a meeting ground for everybody. But we are already much higher multidimensionally than just the fifth dimension. We have access consciously to much more higher dimensions now than just the fifth dimension. But this will mean that the baseline, if there is a shift in terms of dimensions, the new baseline is going to be the fifth dimension. From there, we will be, you know, going higher and higher depending on our personal, you know, path and evolution and choices. The next message is coherence. We need to be coherent with all the work that we are going to be doing in these next weeks and months, especially in relation to the unconscious. So everything that we are going to be digging up, healing, clearing, removing, connected to the unconscious, is going to help us be more daring and incarnating our true selves. From there, we can generate movement in our reality based on who we truly are. But in order to be able to do that, we need to have trust. We need to be, you know, together as one humanity. We need to keep our souls engaged in the process. And especially, we need to be coherent with all of this, because incoherence breaks the structure that we are creating. And this new structure could be fragile until we stabilize ourselves in this new baseline of who we truly are and at what level of vibration we want to be operating from. So coherence is very important. I need to be coherent with my speech, with my feelings, with my actions, with everything. There needs to be an alignment with all of these things. I can't speak one thing and then feel another one and then act in a totally opposite way, because then the field breaks down and becomes disinformed. There is no form, there is no shape. We destroy the energetic shape that we are creating, that is reflecting in our subtle bodies, all the mutation that we are making towards a crystalline base structure. The next message is unconditional love. We are going to be receiving, and it has already started, but we are going to be receiving more and more influx of unconditional love for those who are open to receive it, for those who are willing to consciously invite unconditional love, unconditional divine love into our realities, into our physical bodies, into our healing modalities, into everything. So remember that you have this support from the universe, from God, from Source, from whichever way you want to call it. Finally, the last message is that if there is a an extraterrestrial force that is going to be supporting us more now, for those who believe in these type of forces, is going to be the Pleiadians. I don't know, I just leave the message there. You know, whether you resonate with the Pleiadians or not, the fact is that they could be having a more profound interaction with us in the next months, maybe in terms of, you know, stimulating creativity, new insights, or maybe providing, I don't know, some kind of support and help. We shall see. So this is the message. I'm sending you many, many blessings and wishing you a fantastic Christmas period. And I hope this helps you in some kind of shape or form. Bye-bye.